Today we take a look at a narration from Sahih Muslim that mentions that the fast of Ashura wipes out the sins of a year. The scholars mention that it's in reference to the minor sins of the previous year. Major sins you need to make tawbah, but we have so many minor sins. Keeping this Ashura fast results in all of these sins being wiped off. What a phenomenal offer from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Ashura fast is in reference to the 10th of Muharram. It was on the 10th of Muharram that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Banu Israel were saved from the tyranny of Fir'aun, and he was drowned with his followers in the sea. The Banu Israel used to keep the fast. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam came to Medina, he asked them why they fasted on this day, and they said that they did this because Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day in gratitude to Allah for being saved from Pharaoh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "I am closer to Musa than you." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam fasted then on that day, and he commanded the Muslims to fast as well. And we know that we need to couple it with a fast either the day before or after. So Ashura here in South Africa will be on Wednesday, the 10th. Tasu'a, which is the 9th. Ashura means the 10th. And the 9th is tomorrow, so it's better to fast the 9th and the 10th, although it's also permissible to fast the 10th and the 11th. Either way, it's fine. So either tomorrow and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday. The weather's not too bad. It's not extremely hot. The fast is not too long. We should not miss out on these opportunities. Although, this is not for ourselves. We should motivate ourselves and say, let's not miss out on this opportunity. Let's try and fast and secure the reward. But because it's not a compulsory fast, we cannot impose it on others. We should not judge others. When I say others, I mean, you know, others beyond those whom you are directly responsible for. So for parents, for example, to encourage the children, there would be nothing wrong in that regard. Yes, even the mushrikeen, according to some narrations, used to keep the Ashura fast. And initially, the Ashura fast was compulsory. Until the fast of Ramadan became compulsory, then the Ashura fast no longer held that degree of compulsion.